So first of all, we are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. And he is our worshipable Lord, and all our activities are simply aimed to always be absorbed in serving him. And in this way, we don't care any longer about the things of this material world, nor do we care to even attain liberation from the material world. Simply, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stated, Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vajagadisa kamaye manmane janmaneswere bhavatat bhaktir haitakitavi. We simply desire to birth after birth serve Krishna. We are not approaching the Lord for any personal reward. We're simply begging the Lord, kindly allow me to continue in devotional service. Somehow, I've been given this great gift, and now I'm praying. I'm praying to be engaged in your service. Today is the day where it is the day of mantra initiation. It is the day where we are given mantra. The other day I was reading some statements of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, who said, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, I should say, who said that we are initiated in the mantra Kirtaniya Sadahari. And I thought that I liked it very much. You know, like, that is our mantra, Kirtaniya Sadahari, to always chant. Prabhupada also said, why 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds? In other words, when we say a minimum of 16 rounds daily, it's not like a minimum of 16 and maybe one extra kind of thing. It sounds like a minimum of 16. It's sort of like, a little tight in our offering. Maybe not that, yes, but Prabhupada, yes, why not 16,000? Expanding our small consciousness to Kirtaniya Sadahari. So that is the real objective, to be absorbed in constant glorification of Krishna. Whether we are chanting the holy name or whether we are speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or whether we are glorifying Lord Krishna in his deity form. All these ways are part of this initiation. At the initiation, the spiritual master is praying to Krishna, please accept these candidates, and somehow or other, let their vows bear fruit. The purpose of the initiation is to go back to Godhead, somehow or other, and preferably this lifetime. This lifetime. So it's in that way, it's a challenge, undoubtedly. It is a challenge. We are vowing something which in itself is a challenge. Just to keep the vows is a challenge. And we realize that we have no certainty what the future will bring. On this day, one may be seated here and make such a vow. I'll chant this number of rounds. I'll follow these principles for the rest of my life. And how? How will it be done? Surely it will be not done on the strength of determination. It cannot be that from this day on I will fix myself. I shall follow this. I'll do it. No, no. Don't worry, Swami. Don't worry. I'll do it. Now I'm getting very worried. Because prakriti kriyamanani guna karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma karta amiti manyante. We are not doers. We are not the doers. If we think that we are the doers and now we will do this, then it surely will be very difficult to complete. So at each moment, we are reconfirming that commitment. We are making a vow for a lifetime. But that vow is only maintained, like we can only vow for a lifetime by making a chain from moment to moment. In each moment, again, we try. And each moment, we take shelter. It is about taking shelter. It is about nothing else. It is about taking shelter of the holy name, taking shelter of the Vaishnavas, taking shelter of prasadam, taking shelter of the deities, taking shelter of the scriptures, especially that Panchanga Bhakti, these five principal limbs of Bhakti are emphasized. Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is pointing out there are 64 limbs of Bhakti, 64 ways in which Bhakti is present. And of course, of all of them, Nam Sankirtan is the principal one, the chanting of the holy name. But also Bhagavat Sravan, hearing the Bhagavatam. And also Mathura Vas, or residing in Mathura Mandal, in Vrindavan. Or, at least, if one cannot physically reside there, mentally reside there. I sometimes point that out, that we are... that when I, for a while, I was staying in Vrindavan, and in those days, in the Dutch passport, they had a place on the title page for place of residence. So I put Vrindavan, and then once I had that in my passport, I kept it. Ask for a new passport, I ask, your residence is still Vrindavan? I said, yes. I always kept it, my residence Vrindavan, until we went into the EU and then they took it off, you know. Oh, this EU. What to say? I'm also against it, you know. No, they didn't acknowledge my residence in Vrindavan. I mean, that's serious. So, Mathura Vas, somehow or other, that is our home. Wherever else we are in the world, we are tourists. We're just touring. And we are actually belonging to... Our home is there, at the feet of Krishna, because it is the home of Krishna. So Mathura Vas is there. Then there is Vaishnav Sevana, serving the Vaishnavas, somehow or other. Always serving the Vaishnavas. And finally, while serving the Vaishnavas, it is a Vaishnava is a treasure house of transcendental mercy, of transcendental knowledge, of transcendental realization. By serving the Vaishnavas will open their heart. And then some of these treasures come out. And sometimes there are treasures coming out that even the Vaishnava didn't know he had. It can be that one speaks, and that when one is in an environment where everyone is having such a nice service attitude, then a Vaishnav may speak or may become inspired in a way that he never was inspired before. And suddenly, he may speak all kinds of things. Like, in this way, we are serving the Vaishnavas, depending on them, seeing how they are all carrying great treasures and great blessings. And of course, Sri Murti, Sadaya Sevya. We are serving the Murti, the deities, with great faith, realizing that here we're dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although we're not realizing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized. He was ready to embrace Lord Jagannath. And we stand there, Govindam, I worship. It was late last night and early this morning. And we stand there mechanically and not fully appreciating that we are living in the presence of Krishna. What great fortune we have. And then it is mentioned that when these five principal activities in devotional service are even performed a little bit, they can very produce the desired result, which is love of God. So, this is very wonderful. It is interesting that Srila Prabhupada would not so often speak about love of God. He certainly did. Jai Sisi Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuma. Srila Prabhupada certainly spoke about love of God, but not in every lecture was he speaking about Krishna Prem. Rather, Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing that phrase, back to Godhead. It's almost like his motto, his magazine, he called it Back to Godhead, which is a long name for a magazine. You know, as an editor, you would like to say, okay, can't we call it Godhead or something? Back to Godhead, time, life, you know, short names, right, for a magazine. Back to Godhead, too long. But still, he called the magazine Back to Godhead because Srila Prabhupada made that his motto in pushing forward his movement, understanding very well that if he would have said love of God is something too high, something so far away from where we are, and do we even want it? We have so much love for other things. Not even sure. But Prabhupada was very much aware that ultimately all living beings in the material world are suffering. And therefore, back to Godhead, he knew we can be motivated. We can be motivated to develop a desire to go back to Godhead. So let us desire, and let us deepen that desire to go back to Godhead. Let us just not just try to fix our mind in determination, but let us strengthen our mind through knowledge. Because a mind which is which conviction is founded in knowledge is stronger than determination. Determination can be strong in the short run, very strong. One example is Karna, who was so determined that even while his spiritual master was sleeping with the head on the lid, and this nasty insect came and drilled a hole in his leg, Karna, I'm not going to flex my muscles. I'm not going to flex these muscles. And he didn't, right? But that was determination in the moment. But the determination based on knowledge may not be as intense as determination in the moment. But determination coming from knowledge, it will stay because we see we have no other alternative. We realize this is the only way. Therefore, going back to Godhead is the only option. There is no other option. Any other option is false. It's a dead-end street. Don't go in there. It will not lead to anything. It all dead-end streets. The only way is really to go back to Godhead. And in this way, by strengthening our knowledge of the glories of Krishna, of the wonderful nature of the spiritual world, of being in Krishna's association, of always serving Krishna. By strengthening our knowledge and simultaneously seeing the nature of the illusory energy that falsely creates all kinds of attractions, and cutting these attachments with the sword of knowledge. Yad anujasina yukta karma granti nibandana. We are bringing to this yajna a huge quantity of karma. We're bringing that all with us, all that karma. And this karma has created a big knot in our consciousness, in our heart. And that is what we are bringing. So, with the sword of transcendental knowledge, we must cut. In the verse, yat anujasina yukta karma granti nibandana, where it speaks about cutting the sword of knowledge, cutting the knot of karma with the sword of knowledge, it is not said, and the spiritual master will come and he will cut the sword of knowledge, with the sword of knowledge, the knot of karma in the heart. No. It said, we have to do it. You have to operate on yourself. It's like, sort of like, you know, there is some anesthesia in the form of halva and other other means, right? But still, you know, we have to do the cutting ourselves. We have to sharpen that sword. We have to sharpen the intelligence and just see very deep how all these fleeting material pleasures are actually not worth it. In one way, when you ask somebody, you know, how are you, and say, oh, I'm suffering, then we would say, oh, very good. You know, how are you? And some say, oh, I'm enjoying like anything, and it's not devotional service. And then we would say, oh, that's very bad. Very bad. Because now you're being trapped. You're enjoying, you're being trapped at every moment. Your attachment is growing to the material world, enjoying the material energy. No, when you're suffering, very good. Oh, you're very fortunate to suffer so much. Because at least it gives us a lower motivation, to take up Krishna consciousness. And so that is important. The higher platform is like walking the tightrope high up in the tent, right? This is the tightrope of love. The tightrope of loving to serve Krishna, the tightrope of appreciating Krishna, the tightrope of the higher taste. We walk that. And the more taste, the wider that rope is. And if there's Krishna prema, it's like a highway. You know, you can dance the whole way on that rope. When you don't have much taste, then the rope is very narrow and it's very difficult and you're sort of holding your balance. But thank God there is a net under it. And that is the net of knowledge. So we return to that. Like the Brahminical initiation is an initiation where one is supposed to have knowledge of Shastra and live according to that knowledge of Shastra and always take shelter of the scriptures. Yajan, yajan, patan, patan, dana patigaha. To engage in worshipping the deities and to engage others in worshipping the deities. When you go on the altar, you are in the spiritual world. But not that we can just do anything we want. We are there only. We are not qualified to be there. We are there under strict regulation. We cannot get spontaneous. Oh no. We act on under strict regulation. So we are on the altar performing our service in the spiritual world, but under regulation. So on the one hand, in the second initiation, one is given Gayatri mantras, and one is really taken up to the pure transcendental platform of serving Krishna with love. But where we are failing in love, we are taking shelter of transcendental knowledge. That is our safety net, which keeps us from miserable fall down. So in this way, let these initiations be deeply rooted in knowledge. Deeply rooted in knowledge. Nowadays, we speak a lot about higher taste. We speak a lot about higher emotions towards Krishna. But in practical reality, these things are, for most of us, something we look up to, but not something we're experiencing too often, sometimes. A lot of our spiritual life is grounded in knowledge, in understanding what is our higher duty, what is giving us the ultimate benefits. Etavat janma saufalyam deinam iadeisu pranirata diyavacha shreyam acharanasada. That one should always engage all his energy, all his possessions, all his intelligence, and all his words for the long-term benefit. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. Anyhow, so our spiritual life is a combination of being attracted to Krishna and acting on the basis of good sense and knowledge. There are also the 10 offenses which are mentioned in the Padma Purana, which are meant to be avoided. I'm not going to elaborate on them now because time is a constraint. It will go on very long if I also enter into these topics. So I'm assuming that since you all are part of a mentor system, that your mentors have already dealt with that and that you know them all by heart. But if somehow or other there was a slip between the cup and the lip, then you can memorize them. And because these are very important. Otherwise, the result of our chanting will be delayed and can be delayed for many births. Bauman and Jamanamari Kari Shavana Kirtanam Dutanapaya Pade Pranam Pade Premadanam. One will not get the wealth of love of God and even after chanting for many, many births. So in this way, that's to be understood. I wanted to ask His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj, if he would kindly also speak a few words to bless everyone. I mean, thank all of the Vaishnavas for coming for these blessings, and of course, the Maharaj is blessing this occasion. Is very fortunate. We are very fortunate. Because all the Vaishnavas are sitting here like well-wishers. Everyone is here. No one's thinking here, like, who are these guys? You know, they're going to be like, what are they doing here in this yuck? You know, they're not going to make it anyway. There's no sour grape people present this morning. Everyone is coming in the mood from all my best wishes. And then, you know, so Chandramouli Maharaj is a spiritual initiating spiritual master, is a sannyasi, is a wonderful Vaishnava. So we are all very very pleased for his deep and realized, authorized and warm-hearted blessings which he continues to shower upon us. And therefore, I'm very happy that Maharaj is here. And we thank him if he would speak a few words.
Kadava Kana Maharaj, my obeisances.
Mine to you, Maharaj. First, I'm sorry.
My humble obeisances.
Thank you. Most humble, mine.
I said it first.
That's true. Thank you for teaching me, Maharaj.
And first I would like to say that it's a great honor to be here and to see how many persons have come to give their audience and also their best wishes to these candidates. And that's important. That is very important. As Kadambakana Maharaj so powerfully made the point, our determination is not enough for success. Although it's a principle that motivates us in the right direction, but it's the blessings of the Lord, the blessings of the great souls, the blessings of the spiritual master, and the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas together, all of those. Not to minimize one or say one is better than the other, but all of them together are like the encouragement and at the same time the unseen principle that carries us in our day-to-day life, in our execution of devotional service. And when we hear that someone is actually making this, what we say, very essential but very important step in life, for those of us who are already practicing devotional service, and for others, it's a great happiness to the heart, because we know Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, came simply to bring people to Krishna consciousness. And to accept the lotus feet of the spiritual master, and to follow his instructions implicitly, completely, and what we say with all of the attention we can muster is actually the success of our execution of devotional service. Yasya devi para bhaktir yata devi tata guru tasyaita payate karta prakasananta mahatmanaha. This is a very powerful verse from the Svetasvatara Upanishads, which says, one who has not faith, but that faith that's never broken in any situation. And this next statement is directed to the initiates. You will be challenged. Everything is nice today, but as time goes on, you will be challenged. You'll be faced with some of your previous activities and opportunities to act on them. You'll find it sometimes very difficult to come up to the standard of what you're being asked to. But if you have faith in the instructions of the spiritual master, and that faith brings his mercy, into your life in such a way that you can overcome these difficulties, these obstacles. And even if somehow we slip, that faith pulls us back up and makes us begin again with enthusiasm. So that faith is really the foundation of our success. And that faith is something that is not just a belief, but it's a principle in action. And that action is, we want to hear as much as we can from the spiritual master and understand what is his mood and how to execute that in our life. Entering into devotional service is not joining a club. To get a name, to be in a part of a society. It's actually the feature of our love for Krishna. That's actually manifested in a practical way to bring that love in a realized way in our life. So our relationship with the spiritual master is actually our relationship with Krishna. And that's not just an analogy. That is the actual principle of our relationship with Krishna. The stronger and more dedicated that relationship is, the more that relationship brings us to the eternal relationship with our loving, as Maharaj said, to love Krishna is the goal of life. So I'm very much inspired to see these devotees come forward and take this very necessary step in their life, and which is really a statement to all of us who haven't done that yet, that we should also think, when will I be sitting in this same circle to make my commitment to Krishna by accepting his representative? So I wish you the best, and you're in under good hands with Kadambakana Maharaj. He's the most dedicated devotee of the Lord. He is. His teachings, his kirtan, everything he does is done with full commitment and enthusiasm. So keep that in mind and always be enthusiastic to render service to the devotees, to the Lord, and especially to the spiritual master. So thank you very much for taking this important step. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.